The Israeli Defense Minister and the Palestinian Security Chief are meeting today to discuss a further Israeli pullback from the West Bank. Their talks follow by a White House meeting between President Bush and Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Among the topics the two leaders talked about was the barrier Israel is constructing in the West Bank. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Before yesterday's meeting, Israeli commentators predicted heavy American pressure on Sharon to change the path or even stop construction of what Israel calls a fence and Palestinians call a wall. On Friday, after his meeting with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, President Bush called it a wall snaking through the West Bank. Yesterday, with Sharon, it was a fence. And although Bush did call it a problem, Israeli officials say the president did not demand an immediate halt to its construction. Sharon told Bush Israel will continue building the separation barrier, but will make every effort to limit its impact on Palestinian villages. Israeli Cabinet Minister Ehud Olmert told Israel Radio that Bush did not demand that the construction of the separation barrier be stopped. He said there was some disagreement on its path, but there was no pressure on Israel. Overall, this trip will end with a good atmosphere and the continuation of the personal trust between the president and Sharon, Olmert said. Israeli political analyst Akiva Eldar says Sharon and Bush have something important in common, a deep commitment to fight terrorism. Eldar says Bush accepts Sharon's contention that the Palestinian Authority must dismantle Hamas and Islamic Jihad.
As long as Sharon keeps focusing on terrorism and drawing the attention of everyone, including the President of the United States, from the occupation, from the fence, from the illegal outposts, to the symptoms, which is terrorism, the success is guaranteed.
Eldar says it's also likely that Bush did push Sharon to change the planned path of the barrier to annex less Palestinian land. But he says any pressure will be in private. Palestinian officials, such as Cabinet Minister Hassan Khatib, say the Bush-Sharon meeting produced mixed results.
We were encouraged, on one hand, by the American continuous commitment to the roadmap and to the peace process, and also the reiteration of President Bush to the establishment of an independent Palestinian state. But on the other hand, we were very disappointed by the absence in the speech of Sharon of any commitment to implementing the specific obligations on Israel that came in the roadmap, such as the necessity to stop settlement expansion, including the separation wall.
Sharon did promise to remove 12 additional illegal outposts in the West Bank. And Israeli officials say that in today's meeting between the Israeli and Palestinian security chiefs, Israel will agree to pull out of two more Palestinian cities in the West Bank, most likely Qalqilya and Jericho. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.